should the man love the woman more in the relationship, or should a woman love the man more? Now, I don't know the answer to this, but what I do know, is when a woman loves a man more than he loves her, that relationship stands a better chance of lasting a really long time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, we all know that modern women love, toxic guys. Women generally respect men who treat them like they're a second and third choice. When the guy loves the woman more, she doesn't respect him and the relationship doesn't last. She'll cheat or leave him. She'll get fed up and leave him. She'll get tired of walking all over him and she'll get tired of him kissing her butt. And it just won't work out. Now, when it's the woman that's seeking the man's approval constantly, yeah, she'll never leave. Because she'll always be seeking that approval. Make women earn you. Make your woman earn you every day, but don't treat her like crap. It's that middle balance. Don't treat her too bad, but don't treat her too good. But just have an attitude like, my life is going to be okay whether you're here or not. That's the type of attitude that keep women around forever since the beginning of time.
The reason being is that men are very capable of staying in a relationship with a woman that they're not madly in love with, but as long as she loves him and she's loyal to him and she's looking after the kids, they will stay put because they tend to be more loyal to the cause. Even if they might step out and do a nonsense, they will stay loyal to the cause because the relationship is not giving them enough stress to leave. Whereas for a woman who does not love a man as much as he loves her, what she will do is inevitably start pushing his boundaries. She will start testing him to see what the level of disrespect he will handle in order for him before he can leave. And when he loves her more than she loves him, he'll end up tolerating a lot more than he should, and she will eventually lose respect for him, and that relationship eventually will break down.
She a baddie. What would y'all rate her in the comment section? And do you think the lips had work done or what? Or do you think she's maybe a 9 made up, but probably like a 7 with all that stuff off her face and hair not done? Let me know. When people bring up my old party girl era, when I used to be fun, not knowing it was the darkest time of my life. Yeah, and this is the side of things that all the hotties on IG and TikTok, they'll never talk about. They rarely talk about. The whole hot girl era is cool for 2 hours when you're partying. But what about the other 22 hours in a day? They're miserable and a lot of them hate themselves. I don't want to talk about that, though. I'm glad this one did. Respect to her.
A real genuine video of her posting this, and I respect her for it because a lot of people don't speak upon the party fun girl era. Everybody goes, oh, well, it was me having fun. I'm living life. I should live life. What does living life entail? Do y'all understand what that means? Every fun girl comes to an end with a husband, hopefully. And when your husband, your prior husband, finds out your fun girl era involved you getting ran through, doing hardcore.
No, I don't think it usually does end with the husband. And even if it does, it doesn't last more than 5 years usually. See, that's the myth that a lot of these hot girls believe that, okay, I'm going to party when I'm young and it'll end in a husband that I respect. No, it'll end maybe in a husband you don't respect because no respectable man is going to wife some party thot. And yeah, maybe you can hide it a little bit, but eventually it'll come out. Good luck though, party girls.
For drugs, just simply not giving a shit to your body or even emotionally. Like emotionally, if you are fucked up from all that era, the new guy walking into your life is not going, he's not going to want to deal with that. And that's what people don't understand. New, younger girls don't get that. And men don't know how to communicate that. They just pretty much screw you and then just move on. And you guys call them villains. They're villains because they don't communicate? Sure. Is it their job to? Not really. This is life.
There's a 12-year age gap is what we're talking about. So if I'm 30 years old and I'm talking to your son that's 12 years younger than me, what's the problem?
Legally, there is no problem. A 18-year-old young man don't know what to do with a 30-year-old woman. You're going to put that pee on him and he's going to be mesmerized. And then you're going to be able to manipulate how you want to manipulate. But I'm not going to knock it. Somebody should have gave the 18-year-old the game. He got to learn the hard way. They always say men are trying to, control a young woman when he gets with a woman that age and he's 30-something. And to some degree, you're right. Men want to run the show with women. Men want to be the boss when it comes to women. Most guys do. They want a woman who's going to listen to him and take his lead. So it makes sense in that situation. The other way around, is a 30-year-old woman really going to take the lead from an 18-year-old? Highly unlikely. Women usually don't like younger guys. Even if you 1 year younger, they cringe at that. So it is a head scratcher. Why does this 30-year-old woman want to be with an 18-year-old teen? Well, we know why she wanted to be with an 18-year-old teen, because he had that bag. If there's any 18-year-old guys listening, man, if it's a 30-year-old hitting on you, just hit it a couple times and keep it moving. You don't need those problems. You got your whole life ahead of you, young man. Don't let one of these thoughts ruin you.